Merkle Media.
Driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed this plane was really low. It went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody.
Shipper.
Well, he's putting his thumb up.
I'm looking at the thing.
Well, that's why he's putting his thumb up.
Well, don't just say welcome to the show. What show is this? Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends, Shipper. I'm Brian Merkle, and who are you?
Brian Shipper.
Fantastic. And today we have Jack with us in studio, which
that's
is really, it's odd. You know, we got Jack, the producer, because he actually said, oh, yeah, I'm going to sit in with you today. And I was like, wow, this is like. It's like Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. It is Thanksgiving. It's not just like, you know.
Now you're going to date this one, too.
I know. That's, yeah.
Does it really matter?
Your Thanksgiving, we already had ours up here.
Oh. Right. There you go.
When was yours?
A couple of weeks ago.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that Canada had a different. Here, we wouldn't even introduce him yet.
Hold on. We'll get right back to that. Let's start with
Jack wants us to do the intro. I know. That's what happens when the producer sets in. It's like, no. You guys are going off script. You can't do that. We can't have it off script. Welcome
please,
to Hammer Lane Legends. Anyway, this is Hammer Lane Legends. If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, or. If you'd like to have a conversation with us about your time, your experiences on the road, your time driving, if you're an EMT. You know what? If you drive a fire truck, that would be a cool conversation to have. We should get Bob on the, you know, from work one of these days. You know, driving a fire truck. If you drive an Uber, if you drive, you know, a big truck, we want to talk to you. We'd love to have a conversation with you. You know how you can get a hold of us? You go to hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com.
Yep.
Or
that's if they want to email us or their stories.
Yes.
Well, that's if they want to email us and get on the show.
Boom. Right.
Because you can tell your story. You don't have to put in all the email. You can let us know, hey, I want to come on the show and I'm a driver.
Or they can leave us a short story on the voicemail.
If they don't think they want to be on the show.
But you're getting ahead of the script here.
Which is 515-585-MERK. That's 515-585-6375.
And what do we want from that?
And what we want for that, we want a short story, 5-10 minutes at the most. If they have a longer story, they email Jack to get on the show. And while you're there at the website, you can also look at the gears section.
How do they get to the website?
They just type it in.
What is the website? You didn't give it to them yet.
Oh, it's the HammerLaneLegends.com thingy.
That's it.
Can't miss it.
It's kind of hard to.
And if you're there, you want to buy us a coffee, you can go right ahead, keep us fueled at buymeacoffee.com/HammerLaneLegends. Same thing,
forward,
all the same.
We have to trademark this. This is the trademarked Shipper
speed
run.
We're trying to do
run.
The fastest run.
I've noticed.
This is like Shipper took the governor off. Let's get going.
What the heck happened? Are you doing coke?
Okay.
or have you literally had a cup of coffee today that you never drink?
Is this what's, you know, had some cookies.
It's like all
the
of a sudden
sugar rush. Bam!
All of a sudden he's awake. It's like what the heck happened? Oh my word!
You never let me talk.
On today.
Yeah. It's the voices in his head.
That's
they're getting
it.
To him
That's
again.
It. That's it.
So anyway.
If you want to be prepared for any kind of emergencies, go to that website we have there for the emergency preparedness. If prepare you need it, they got it. Prepare with somebody.
With HLL.com.
That's it.
What's
that's
it again, Dad?
Prepare with HLL.com.
It makes good stuff for you, good stuff for your family, Christmas presents, birthday presents.
25-year food, 30-year coffee. What more do you need?
If you really want to commit to one person, it's a good anniversary present. There you go. It's 25 years. You bought it for each other.
Yeah, there you go. You give that
or
to your wife.
Or you just want yourself committed.
If you want it to be your anniversary present and your last anniversary present, get that for your wife.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. It's like buying her a set of pots.
Just make sure you get it when you split.
That's what you get it as a deal. I get half of your food.
Yeah, that's the deal breaker.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, freaking A. This intro was just a mess. Sorry about that, everybody. Shippers,
we
all want
to get to Harry.
We do want to get to Harry.
Yeah.
Harry.
That's it.
We do want to get to Harry. And we just want to make sure we have all the info out there for everybody.
And we want to hear about Harry's Thanksgiving.
We do want to hear about Thanksgiving. I want to hear about Thanksgiving.
Well, his Thanksgiving wasn't when our Thanksgiving was. It was a couple weeks ago. Didn't you just hear him say that?
A month ago.
Okay. So we're late to the game.
How about if we just...
You should have been contacting him earlier.
To get Harry, the Thanksgiving pre-story.
I don't know what happened. It's like Shipper woke up.
You did tell him about the gear section.
We did. We told him about everything, Ship. You ran through it.
It was awesome. I've never seen anything like
Usain Bolt. It's like it's all of a sudden you're running through crap. He's like what the heck?
He's like Insane Bolt over there now.
He is. It's like, all right, quiet those voices in your noggin there, Ship.
Again.
Yeah, it is, right?
I'm done.
He just wore himself out. Ship just leans back and goes, I'm spent. Was it good for you? It was good for me. Friggin' A. Oh, anyway, today we're talking to Harry. Harry, how the heck are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
That's fantastic.
On the road,
go ahead.
In the clicks and just hopefully getting a little extra time off this weekend.
Oh, I heard that.
Getting in tomorrow.
Wow. Well,
dispatch has already been done for the day, so.
Oh, wow. Nice for them.
Good for him. Because they're not there. They're done for the day.
That's a good point.
It's always good. When dispatch has gone home, the drivers get happy. Mm-hmm. And that's because there's nobody there to go, hey, we're going to screw you. We got another run for you.
You need to stop just here on the way back.
Yeah. So that's fantastic, Harry. That is fantastic. Anyway, Harry is from
the Great White North.
The Great White North. I was going to say America's Attic, but if you know, the Great White North will do.
If that wasn't evident by a differing Thanksgiving, you know.
I know, it's really cool. What? And again, tell us when Thanksgiving was for you guys, Harry.
It's when my wife tells me it is.
When she tells you it's okay to be thankful, you're good.
You got one of those wives too, huh? K-Dye.
If you said I do, yes. You do. You've got one of those. You've got your own calendar.
Jack, okay?
Apparently he's, you know.
He goes, this is happening. And I go, okay.
Yes.
And then we run with that.
Yes. You just
and
say
you
yes.
Run right home from wherever you are,
no matter where it is.
This is happening. Came my foot's down.
Yes,
I'll be there.
So where in Canada are you from?
I'm actually from Winnipeg, Manitoba, dead center.
Wow.
Okay. Canada.
Up kind of north of
north. North of Detroit. It's like north.
I'm just going to shut up now.
From the Great White North. Oh, my word. Man. Freaking ace.
I'm just going to go fry up some back bacon. I'll be back. Yeah.
Oh, anyway, go ahead, Harry. We are so sorry. We're going to try and reel Ship in. We're going to take his coffee and his Coke away.
And his Coca-Cola.
And the cookies. That's enough.
I got nothing.
My wife didn't even make those cookies.
In my head, we'll have a conversation.
Right, apparently, they have already started. it's fantastic. It really is good talking with you. So anyway, you're from Winnipeg, Manitoba. which is kind of like in the center of the country. How far north is that? Like, how far north into Canada does that go?
Right across our border.
Into Canada, like how far north towards the Arctic Circle? Like how far north does he live?
That far.
Yeah, he's right outside with the polar bears.
Actually, from the border, it's about an hour and a half.
Okay,
that's not bad. The Canada-U.S. border.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Because now Shipper's looking on his phone. He's looking it up.
Where did you say? So in alignment with the U.S., where is that at?
It's kind of like around Michigan, isn't it? Like north of Michigan.
No, actually, North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I was pretty close to there.
He almost made it sound like he was, hey, I went. No, I didn't go there. I was in Minnesota.
I was like an hour from the border from where I stayed for Thanksgiving while I was there. So, and you know, the people that we know up there, Jen and Jess, they're like very close. Like, yeah, was what, it 30 minutes?
Red something or other.
Yeah, in Minnesota.
Yeah, in Minnesota.
Yeah. So not North Dakota, not quite there, but.
Technically, I was quite right because according to the Google or map.
A little north?
Yeah, a little north of North Dakota. Okay. But now it's just a little bit northwest of Minnesota.
Oh, hey, look at that. All right, neat.
That's what I thought. It was up by you.
Fantastic. Now we sound like.
Yeah, that 1 year of college you did.
We know geography well.
This sounds like. Yeah.
We know geography good.
It's more good or it's more left.
Yeah. So anyway, cool. Oh man, that was fun. So where did you? So you live there, but do you drive in that area or are you elsewhere?
Oh, we do. I've done Toronto, Ottawa, all the way to Victoria Island.
Jeez.
Wow.
So how long of a stretch is that? Like how it's what like how many miles wise?
Or kilometers.
Or kilometers, I'm sorry, they're kilometers. From,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're from the other side.
Kilometers.
The KM, yes.
Good Lord.
It's a long way.
I know, yeah.
I mean, from Winnipeg to Toronto, if you're driving in Canada, that's a 20-hour drive.
Wow. I didn't realize that. I mean, Canada is as wide as the United States is, so.
Wider at points.
At points. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a long drive.
It's a long cruise.
It is a long ride, yeah.
It's a long cruise. Jeez.
Jack's like, yeah, good job, Dad. Silence on the phone.
I was going to say,
I'm looking at him like he was talking.
No, that's crazy, though. So do you end up dealing with a lot of, like, crappy weather, I would assume, in those kind of drives?
Oh, definitely. Went through snow, actually, Golden to Canmore. Was snow and a bit of icy roads this morning.
Yeah.
So a little bit on the bad side.
Yeah. I mean,
not horrible. But.
It's Canada because winter starts in May and it goes until. I'm kidding. I'm just teasing. But imagine the winter. It probably, when does winter weather start for you guys up there? Like what kind of rough estimate, you know?
Well, actually, I posted a picture on the Facebook, your Facebook site.
I saw that.
And
did you? That did you
was,
really?
I did.
The very next day after I woke up.
Wow.
I posted that on Legend's site there.
Yep.
And that was, what, a month?
Yeah.
Month ago?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is like, yeah, that's way too early for me. I don't know.
It started snowing right after their Thanksgiving.
Pretty much, yeah.
Jeez.
Very much so. It actually has been right from Halloween.
Wow.
Wow.
That's way too early.
That's a lot of chaining up.
That is. That is. So, Harry, how did you get into trucking?
I did that at all costs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my word, I hear that.
Man after my own heart.
How did you get into this? How did you get into trucking up there?
A buddy of mine actually was a trucker with another company and come on a ride with me. And I was thinking I was going to do something different anyway. I was an industrial painter for 15 years prior to that, which sucks.
And, I can imagine.
I was like, yeah, that would be something. And I've always been... you know, taking the kid to university from Winnipeg to Waterloo, Ontario. And my wife is like, how can you possibly drive that long? It just kind of suits me.
Right.
It's easy. And, get behind the wheel and put your foot down.
That's it.
Yeah. And, yeah, the industry kind of dried up for a while in the Bible Belt, is what we call it, in southern Manitoba.
Okay.
And I went, yeah, enough. I got to do something different. And went and took the course, passed with flying colors, and I've been with the same company right out of school.
Oh, good.
2016 is when I graduated.
From the school.
And I took my course in the winter.
Oh, geez.
Well, hey, you know.
Immediately.
It's Canada. It's all about winter, you know. You know, you want to take a course in the summertime, it's like, come back in the winter. We want to retest you.
Well, at least you know you had the experience right away, too.
Right, right.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, a lot of guys talk about schools. I went to an excellent, excellent school where they pushed you. It was day one, you were behind the wheel.
Wow.
You do good. Course in the morning, classroom in the morning, drive all afternoon.
That's fantastic. You guys are looking at me like I'm retarded. What?
Nothing.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Harry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and it was, I, being Canadian, it makes sense to, if you're going to take a course like that, take it in winter.
Right.
When it's the worst.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. You learn right away.
Yep.
How to drive in the snow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Boy, do I hear that. And, you know, looking at a lot of the drivers around me, they didn't do it either. They did not take their course in the wintertime. And they,
oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, they head south in the United States, you know, to hit the sunnier south in the wintertime. You right. know?
They're afraid of the snowflakes.
I'm afraid of the snowflakes.
We have a bunch of snowflakes.
We're
not going
do.
There yet.
No, it's early in the show. Come on, Shep. Control the voices in your head.
Yeah. But, you know, like you said up there, I mean, they do the chain up law thing going on up there, correct?
Big time.
Yeah. I'd like to see some people down here throw some iron on these trucks.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I could get rich off the scrap metal coming off the slide.
You're looking for scrap metal. There's lots up there. Especially around the Coquihalla area.
Right.
Boy, do I hear that.
That's it. But
it was a day or two ago, and there was a bad snowstorm through there, and yeah, lots of extra scrap metal
right
around there again.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let me ask you something. I mean, I'm not up to date on this. Up there, what's Edmonton, Alberta, right? Alberta, Canada? Is that correct? Are they still doing the oil fields up there, or did that industry dry up now too?
I'm kind of in a bit of a lull right now. I haven't been up in that area for a few months.
Yeah, you know, because
it
used to be. Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah, you know, because that used to be the cat's meow up there, and then all of a sudden, like you said, it dried up. I was just curious.
So you said that. You've driven the long distances. Do you do that all the time now? Are you a long distance driver all the time?
Yeah, all the time. Been from basically day one.
Is it the same? Hmm. Do you have the same route all the time, or is it different places you're going?
No. We haul windows and doors.
Okay.
And we actually deliver to stores, and that goes from a small town to Edmonton, Calgary, I just got back from doing the Vancouver mainland run, which is all through Vancouver, the entire Vancouver area.
Wow.
And we haul all of that out of Winnipeg.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's some wheels.
That's some freaking driving, dude.
How long does that usually take you?
Let's see. I left Sunday morning. Started delivering Tuesday morning, finished up the night before, got my reload, and then got back to Golden late last night. And I won't get home today, but I will tomorrow afternoon.
Wow.
Jeez.
So it's about a day and a half of delivery.
God bless you.
In right downtown Vancouver, which is really tight streets. Lots of people honking at me.
The friendliest of neighbors.
It's Canada. They are friendly.
To make certain turns, I got to take up 2 to 4 lanes.
Right.
Wow.
That's always the hard part about doing what we do is when you get into the cities, doing city traffic and all that. You get out on the highway and it's just,
too is, he's working for a manufacturer.
Right.
And they're delivering their products to these different stores. Sure. Well,
aren't in the outskirts.
It's not like his company, we'll put these on a straight truck because it's hard to get. No, you're just getting in with that truck and that's the end of it.
Right.
Jeez.
So, there is no the P&D side.
Yep.
The pickup and delivery where we'll send the LTL stuff. The LTL stuff. We'll send the 28-foot box truck in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. And my hat's off to you, dude, living up in Canada and doing that. I know we see a lot of Canadian drivers that, come down to the States and all that. But
they come down here to get some sunshine.
Some warmth, little bit of heat.
How can you tell a Canadian down in the States? It's the guy that gleams blaze white in the sun.
Oh man, that's funny.
We only have summer 2 months a year.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
Well, that's funny.
So if you see a movie that's made, if you watch a movie that's made in Canada and it shows a summertime scene, they only had 2 months to do it.
2 months of shooting. Otherwise, it's in a sound studio.
One of my favorite freaking movies is The Whole Nine Yards.
Right.
And of that movie takes place up in Canada, and it just makes me freaking laugh every time I watch it. I don't care how many times I watch it, I laugh. It's a funny movie. Anyway.
Yeah, 2 months of summer, not a lot of time to get that suntan. You're not really getting out there. I'll just get some bathing on, baby. man.
So, how long?
Good Lord invented planes so we can go to places that actually have sun.
I heard that. Amen, brother. So we can get out of Dodge, as they say. But how long have you been driving truck?
Since 2016.
Okay.
So, and that's 6 years myself, there. Yes. I'm still in diapers in this thing because you learn stuff all the time.
And you know what? The thing is, I've been doing it for 30. Chip's been doing it for 35-ish, right, Chip?
Well, yeah, more than that.
Yeah, more than that. Because he's ancient. But, that's the thing is, it's like you're always learning something. You ever get to that point where it's like, it all, hang
when
it
you
up.
Get to that point, that's stop when driving. Shit goes wrong.
Yep. Stop driving because
there's always something new to learn. Every
yes,
day.
There is.
And I don't care who you are.
Exactly.
Yep.
What was one of the biggest hurdles of getting into trucking for you?
Hurdles? I actually was unemployed at the time. So I went to the unemployment office.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I'm a long-term white Canadian, which they leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, you're a white male, go take care of yourself.
Right.
I wanted to take the course through them. They wouldn't do it.
Wow.
They passed me off trying to get me to go back to school. What do you need to learn for trucking? Trigonometry? No. 1 and 1. What does that equal? 2. Great. You're good. You sign your name. Yeah. Go.
Wow.
More important, can you drive the truck?
Right.
Properly.
Well, there's that key. Properly.
It's like right pedal gas, middle fuel. Pedal. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Yes.
Trucker.
No, let Jack finish. Go ahead, Jack. Continue.
I was going to say middle pedal is the brake.
Okay.
Or the deceleration, if we're being.
No, I just thought he was going to say right pedal, gas, left pedal, stop.
See, I think about these things. I know there's a clutch.
Well, my point was there. It's a diesel.
Sure.
It's a diesel truck, so they run on diesel. It's not gas.
So right pedal go. Right pedal go.
Or accelerator.
Wow, we're getting technical.
So I thought we didn't need to know a lot. We're just saying all you need to know is sign your name 1+1, and now we're saying all these big fancy college words.
What's 2+1?
I don't know.
What's 3+1?
That was coming.
Come on. 3+1. Oil.
Oh, there you go.
Look it up on the Google.
Yeah.
Look it up on your Google machine. Anyway, back to the show.
Back to Harry.
So you just got to know to sign your name.
Holy cow.
That's not trigonometry.
So in the 7 years that you've been driving, Harry, 6 years, it's almost seven. It's like a month.
Almost seven.
Yeah, see? It's holy crap. I don't know what 1+1 equals, dude. Down here, it could be anything. Yeah. You take Common Core math, and who knows? You're going to get something other than two.
Honestly, you will get three different answers here.
Everybody's got their own truth, man. That's not my truth. It's not two.
He ain't bullshit on that one.
New map.
Yes. Yes, it is.
They call it Common Core. I'm like, can't we just use common sense?
Amen to that.
Oh, man.
Anyway, in the 6 or 7 years that you've been driving, I don't know. Do they do the ELD log book, the electronic logs and all that stuff?
With my company, I've done it from day one.
Okay.
And I have zero problem with it.
Yeah, I don't either. I was just curious if you're the first Canadian driver I think I've ever talked to. Because, Tony interviewed the guy from during the...
Yeah, Ben.
Ben during the...
Freedom Convoy.
What about,
Freedom
Convoy. What's his name? Dewey.
Dewey?
Yeah.
Todd. Dewey Pyle.
No, Todd.
Todd Dewey was from Washington.
Well, that's what I'm saying. All right, he's from the States. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I didn't know where he was from.
Yeah.
I just know his cousin died. I'm trying to go back.
It's all right. You're skidding. I get it.
You bitch if I'm
put your
hammer
on,
down.
Shep.
You bitch if I'm slowing, making my mind up.
Anyway, Harry's going, why did I want to talk to these guys?
Go produce.
That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, man. So what was the... 6 or 7 years.
6 or 7 years, yes.
Yeah. What was the question?
Almost seven.
That's why... Exactly. It's almost seven.
Okay.
So anyway, because it was wintertime. Yeah, and you know what the real... To be honest with you, I learned how to drive in the wintertime. That's when I went to school. I did the same thing. I went in February. Down here in PA, February sucks. So I learned how to drive in the wintertime. And I feel your pain.
He only says it sucks because he got tied up in a snowstorm for 3 days in his car. Because why?
Day.
He doesn't look at the weather map.
Since then, I do.
Yeah, that changed everything.
It certainly did. When you sit there for half a day.
14 hours, right?
Yeah, half a day. And you're watching, nothing.
You're watching the snow.
It's Valentine's Day. I couldn't even get home to my wife and just say, "Hey, happy Valentine's Day." I'm stuck on the highway. That was a fun phone call. But anyway, I digress. I learned how to drive in the wintertime, and it was my course was only three. How long was the course that you had up there for you, Harry?
6 weeks, and it was intense. 6 weeks.
Mm.
That is how you should learn how to drive a truck. I learned how to drive. The school I went to was 3 weeks. You had a week in class, a week backing, and a week on the road.
What do they do now? Wow. Is it similar to that? Is it still 3 weeks? Or?
No, it's usually like six or eight. Some of them are 8 weeks or whatever.
Okay, so they've increased the amount of time, which is probably good.
Yeah.
Plus, in Pennsylvania, you have... certain number of hours you have to have driving before you can even go, you have your permit to go take your test now.
Yeah, gotcha.
There's one thing.
Yeah, they have that up here.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Is you need, your last 2 days are making sure that you get your driving hours in.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take you solo. They'll, you know, whatever they have to do. And basically they go turn right, turn left, turn right, go down this highway. And you get your hours in and they sit there and they don't critique you about anything until the end. And then they go, okay, let's go do it again if you're a little iffy.
Gotcha. Mm.
Wow.
To make sure you get the hours in.
That's interesting. That is interesting. That's actually really good. You know, I mean, it was so long ago when I did mine. You know, you try and remember what it was like, but there was like five guys in the truck or four guys in the truck, me and the driver. You know, like they put all the guys sitting on the back,
yeah,
in the sleeper, and then you drive, and you just hope when it's somebody else sitting in the seat, you hope they don't hit anything,
yeah,
because you're not buckled in. Oh, you're just sitting back there on the bunk on the bed. And you're jeez, like, if this
that was
guy
before
hits
the seatbelt, we're
yeah,
all
it's like if this guy hits something, we're all dead.
That's living life on the edge right there. That's a good one.
I thought it was nuts.
Highway to the danger zone.
Yeah.
Up here, that's actually illegal to have more than
that's good.
The instructor, the driver, and a third person. You're only allowed three.
The guy that's
not driving, pay attention to what he's doing.
Right.
That's right. And then you switch off, and it's the same thing. And they're actually technically aren't allowed more than the instructor and two students.
So you said they didn't correct you as you're going, right?
Yeah, it's learning the whole time. It's do this. You could have taken that corner better. Try this situation. Mm-hmm. We'll go through that again.
Right. But what Harry was saying, the last 2 days,
they don't critique until
the very end.
Gotcha.
Because
they want you, want to see what you know, how you handle it.
Exactly.
What you've learned throughout the experience. It does make sense. And I actually like the idea. I mean, I don't know how they do it now here because it's been 30 years, but when I did it, there was me, the person driving, the instructor, and three or four other guys sitting in the back on the bunk.
And they're telling you the whole time, hey, well, you could have done this or.
Well, yeah, they're doing that as long as you don't do anything that's going to kill anybody. You know,
yeah, right.
But you just—I
mean, you're sitting in the back of the bunk and you feel the trailer tip because you ran over the curb. You kind of know what he did.
Right. Well,
you think about it. In their shoes, they're probably thinking, "Hey, we get four or five guys at one time learning the same stuff, so now we can fast track as many people at one shot."
No, here it's all about the money. They got five guys, $3,000 a piece. That's $15,000 sitting in one truck.
Exactly. Talk about speed running an intro. Yeah. They're speed running your education.
Right. Well, that's why they say that. They train heroes every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The school that I went to is out of business now. So, what a surprise, right?
So, how have you been doing, Ryan?
I've been doing all right.
I've been doing it for 30 years.
I've been doing it for 30 years. So, something's worked out. So, what can I say?
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Harry.
So, about seven years on the road, what have you seen? Have you been like in some interesting circumstances?
I have been in a couple, driving again home, and I was driving deadhead. Nothing in my trailer. Guy whips by me. It's glare ice. Like the road is shining in front of you.
Ooh.
It had actually rained, froze, and snowed.
No.
Wow.
This guy goes flying past me, fully loaded with lumber. Yeah, you're a little heavier, which is good. He went flying past me. I was doing about 60, 70 kilometers, which is about 35, 40 miles an hour.
Right.
He whipped past me, and out loud, I said, buddy, you're going way too fast. And he's got B-train flat decks. We're going downhill. There's a slight curve in the road and then up, not much of a deep incline or all of a sudden I see two sets of taillights. His back trailer is whipping from side to side.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, now I see two sets of rear lights, and headlights.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Something really major has gone on, and then just a puff of snow. He jackknifed even before he hit the ditch and rammed into the snow completely, like 3-4 feet of snow. And I'd go putting by. Lady had followed him in a little yellow car, pulled off to the right side of the highway, goes to get out and check if buddy's okay. I'm like, lady, he's fine. He's got a brick in his shorts and his pride. She, getting out of her car, and we're now on the incline, slips. By the grace of something, she grabbed onto the door handle. Otherwise, she would have slid right underneath me.
Wow.
And you hear that a lot with, you know, Good Samaritans trying to do, you know, check on somebody, and for a split second, they just lose their head and, you know, bad things happen real, you know, they happen real fast.
They do. They do. And you know, go ahead.
Her intentions were well met.
Right.
Not the brightest thing to do.
Yep. Oh, my word.
Another semi coming. Right. So, and, you know, I'm watching her fall down. And so I'm trying to keep my truck, which is empty. I've got no weight.
Mm-hmm.
So I start snaking around going, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm not done.
Right.
I'm going up the hill, which is about another kilometer up to the top. I see headlights and blinkers. I'm going, okay, that's weird. I get to the crest of the hill, and here's a cattle hauler, also empty. Guessing the wind had caught his trailer, and can you fit a semi across a highway? Not real well.
Right.
I saw his tire marks. This happened just prior to me getting to the top of that hill. His back tires were skirting the grass on the right side of the highway. His front tires were skirting the grass on the left side of the highway.
Wow.
And he perfectly flipped around. I passed him. He had his interior lights on. His eyes were the size of frying pan. His chin was on the floor, and I could see his phone in his hand just shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
trying to call his boss and explain what's going on.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's pointed the other way.
Wow. Thank God he made it all the way around and left space for you to go by.
Well, it was 4-lane highway, Trans-Canada.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, the only reason he didn't hit the ditch was he wasn't going that fast, and the snowbank stopped him.
Wow. Oh,
but
my
word.
But
he's on the crest of the hill, pointed the wrong way.
It is.
If he would have tried to move, he would have slid down that hill sideways.
Wow.
That caused way more. It's right. Like, don't you wait for the sanding trucks. Tomorrow morning, go to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Leave your light before it's gone.
Yes, sir.
Jeez.
Oh, my word. I mean, you can just imagine that feeling of spinning around like that. And, you know, this isn't going to end well. This may not end well. Yeah. I shouldn't say it's not going to, but this may not.
Well, to an extent, there's not a whole lot you can do it, you know.
Once it starts going.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know, that.
Once you're sliding, you're just riding.
You are exactly. That is it.
It's the old Disney proverb. Wait, keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times. Wait for the ride to come to a complete stop before exiting.
Yes, sir. It's crazy. It's a crazy thing. And, you know, when you think about, you know, this is the PSA segment of the show tonight. You know, I don't care how much weight you have. When the roads are glazed icy and you got snow on top of that, I don't care if you're running down the road 100,000 pounds. It don't matter. Ice is ice.
That's 100,000 pound toboggan.
It is, exactly. If it starts sliding, it's going to be, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, that is just, that's the stuff you see, you know, when you're out there, like, you know, like this.
I mean, we see it going across Interstate 80, you know, in the middle of the winter, you know, trucks completely spun around. They're upright, but they're in the ditch, facing the wrong way. And, you know, they just leave them on the side of the road until, like you
until
said,
spring.
You know, well, not
till the first thaw.
Yeah. You know, because even the tow truck people are like, hey, there's nothing wrong with him. We ain't going to risk our, ass for that.
Exactly. I mean, it's
we'll
just
wait
crazy.
Till daylight and the salt trucks come out.
if they come out.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be out by the next morning because they start at 7.
Well, once the snow stops, that's when they come out.
Right.
we're going to get a phone call or a message from a PennDOT driver.
Yeah. Well, we could.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Like, you know,
they have time.
You're here in Canada. I mean, I've seen shows where you see them going down the 401, and I mean, it's a plow train, and they are literally plowing from that left median to the right shoulder.
Right.
I mean, there is no traffic getting by them. Nobody's like PennDOT, you know, like when you go through a plow train here,
right.
You can zip, 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 and zip, and zip.
That's how they do it in Minnesota on the highways. Every highway is
they
is
literally they come train. Through yeah. that train that you're down to the concrete.
Yeah,
you know, and they've sanded or salted all 5, 6, 7, 8 lanes too. Every one of them's got spreaders on.
Yep.
But you know, it might be a minor inconvenience, but I'll tell you what, I see that and it's like, well, they got the right idea.
They do.
It's a far better thing to sit there going 30 miles an hour on the highway and having a clear road than going, you know, 50, 60 and you know.
Because, you know, the so many people have the wrong attitude. They're like, well, I got to get to where you're going. You know what? I'd rather do 35 miles an hour and get to where I'm going than to do 60 miles an hour and not make it.
Right.
You know, that's that. And people don't think that way when they're in their cars. They don't even guys in big trucks sometimes. They just don't think that way.
Well, if you're doing 60 or 70, the snow will blow off the highway.
Right, yeah.
Four inches doesn't blow right off.
I will say, at least there weren't cattle in that trailer because there'll be a lot of crap all over the road. Yes. Those cattle are going to be freaking out too. So.
Yes, sir.
Talk about him having a brick.
Yeah. Well,
yes, sir.
Just a side note here real quick. I mean, we've gotten on our PeopleNet system, you know, messages.
Yep. Just recently, last week.
For the past couple of weeks, we've gotten messages that there are cows in the road.
Yep.
You know, this was, you know, there was a message, one out by Pittsburgh.
And one in New York.
One in New York. And I think it was one in Ohio, too. Yes. That they're, you know,
cow in the
watch
road.
Out, cow in the road. I'm thinking to myself, no, there's stakes.
We got deer bumpers.
Yeah,
we had it. That's a great way to tenderize your meat.
You can't use the ribs, but you know, it's just, you know, they're a little broke.
Natural meat.
Yeah, tenderized. I mean, up your way, hell, you got moose.
Oh, my word.
Oh, man.
That has got to be a scary situation. Go ahead, Harry.
Avoid those.
Oh, my word, yeah.
I've seen the aftermath of a, and actually this was in Jasper National Park, big, big moose. This thing was enormous. And him, and I'm thinking it was a turnpike, like a double trailer truck, had an argument. Nobody won.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Nobody. I'm pretty sure I saw suspension parts on the side of the road.
Wow.
And the moose is on the other side of the road with a big, long trail.
Wow.
Nobody won that argument.
No, sir. No, sir.
Yeah, those things are giants.
What does your wife think of you driving? I mean, is she okay? Is she okay with? The reason I ask is that they're like my brother started driving maybe 6, 7 years ago, maybe probably around the time you did, and his wife was very uncomfortable with him driving tractor trailer, so he was doing dump trucks, and then he was doing a straight truck for a while, and now he's out of it altogether. And I was just curious: is your wife okay? I mean, does she feel okay with you driving? Is what I'm asking.
She feels okay with me and my driving.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other E. It's out there.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you're not the one I'm worrying about. It's the other morons on the road.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, and I deal with them all the time. It's either get away from them or back way off and let them do their thing.
Yep. And then pass them when they're in the ditch. Yeah.
I know. Right. Give them the old toot toot.
Yes. Yes. And I was just curious because, you know, when I first started driving, my wife, she was apprehensive about it. But she, you know, she trusted me enough, she, you know, to know enough about me to say, you know, you're going to be an okay driver. I know you'll be fine. I just worry about everybody else. Cause that's who we all worry about. You know, the thinking driver goes out there and they're it's not so much because they're paying attention, because they're thinking, they're not worried so much about themselves as they are everybody else. You know, it's the ones who go blowing by you with a load of logs on ice and, you know, ice and snow. You know, those are the people that we all worry about, you know. And so I was just curious, you know, and with the time away from home, your wife is okay with that, you know, those types of things. That was another one of those things that, you know, you see so many truck drivers who wind up not married anymore, you know, or whatever, or their third or fourth wife or, you know, whatever. It's a difficult life. And I guess I'm asking, how is the transition for you from industrial painting to doing this, industrial painting where you're basically home every day, you know, you have a regular job, to a job where you're not, you know, that's a hard transition. I was just curious how your wife on that end of things, how did she handle, was she okay with that?
A lot of discussion.
Yeah.
Prior to me even considering taking my course, there was a lot of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
One of her main things, you need to be home at least for a 24-hour period every week.
Right.
Well, with the company that I drive for, they're family. That's really important.
That's and awesome.
We, as much as we are our own family,
mm-hmm.
our original owner and now the son-in-law owns it and runs it. That's the focus.
Well, that's good. That's
you need to be home with your family, you know, a certain amount of time, just as a human being.
Yep.
Just to get your headspace right.
Oh yeah, 100%. I agree with that. 100%.
Yeah, a lot of discussion before taking it. She's like, I don't want you out on the road for, you know, 3-6 weeks at a time.
Right.
And I actually fell into literally the right company and doing the right thing. And now things get a little bit longer. I actually am in my hour. I'm recouping last week's hours.
Mm-hmm.
I had 24 hours at home the previous weekend. And yeah, a lot of discussion and a lot of just knowing what you want.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing. And she's been very supportive.
That's awesome.
You know, wives like that are hard to come by, and you hold on to them when you get one.
Yes, you do. boy, do I hear that. You know.
We've said it before, and we say it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without a question.
Yep. Oh, my word. It is so important to have that, you know, the support at home. And just knowing that you trust each other, you're good, and she knows that you're out there doing a job and you're trying to earn a living, and she's okay with that, you know, because you have so many conversations with so many drivers out there who started in the industry and it just, you know, their wife didn't like it, or they didn't like being alone, you know, all you know, the amount of hours that they may be alone, or like for myself, you know, Shipper and I, we work at night, you know, so, you know, she's home alone with, you know, herself and the TV. You know, the dogs and all that. And it can be.
For a while, it was with kids.
Yeah. and even now, sometimes.
Yeah.
But no, it's one of those jobs. It's just, it's very difficult. It can really be wearing on a family. And it's good to have that support. I'm glad. Well, I'm glad that your wife is like that. That's fantastic.
No, and I've known one or two drivers with us, actually, a couple of guys that are current still. And yeah, it's almost messed up their marriages and their home life. And, you know, through talking with me, I'm like, go talk to the boss and let him know what's going on and get yourself on, you know, being our city guy. Then you're home every night. Then you're, you know, and he really messed his back up. And they put him on oxy, which really messed with him. And, you know, and he was trying to get back, trying to get back to his normalcy. And I'm like, you need to go talk to the boss. You know, once you get off this stuff, go talk to the boss. And, hey, we're changing that. You need it. You need to be home. And he's got young ones. And, his life has gotten a lot better. And, that's very important to my company and all of us.
Right. Yeah. Like you said, it's very good to have a company that's that understanding where, you know, certain companies are, well, this is what we have. That's it. If you don't like it, you know, hit the bricks,
right.
You know, and you're back at square one all over again.
Yeah. You guys, I feel like I've never really heard anything about this, but is that like an issue that a lot of drivers end up having? Cause you guys obviously, it's a hard labor job and you get a lot of aches and pains. Is there a lot of like problems with oxy or things like that, like pain medications that you guys have to deal with?
Yeah, any of you have seen? We can't be on them at all. No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If when he said oxy, we couldn't even drive.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's it. We're done.
Nope.
You know, you have to literally go through a dry out session.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And get it totally out before you can even come back to work.
Yeah, so like there's specific types of
medications. That are considered narcotics.
You can't have an opioid.
Yeah, you can't have an opioid.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Not in drive.
No, I mean it makes sense. Yeah. I was just curious because it's you guys. I know that like everybody has aches and pains that drives. I don't know anybody who drives that doesn't end up having some sort of.
Yeah. I mean, we use Tylenol like they're Chiclets,
Tylenol, ibuprofen. You know.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah, I was just curious. It's crazy.
Which reminds me, I gotta fill my Aleve bottle again.
Yes, sir. There you go.
Take it to the pharmacy, get the refill.
Yep.
I got a big giant bottle at home, and my little one that I have in the truck is almost empty.
That's when you know you gotta get home. It's almost empty. I'm almost out.
Oh man. Jeez. Hey, so coming from industrial painting, I don't know how the hours and everything were like, but was it kind of an abrupt shift into the long hours of trucking from industrial painting, or were you kind of prepared for something like that?
Oh, it's night and day.
Okay.
There is zero comparison. You work shift work, right? So days, evenings, sometimes even nights. So you're rotating your sleeping patterns and all of that.
Geez. Yep.
With what we do, we deliver during the day. And, other than having to deal with time zones, it's, you get up and you go to work when you're done your proper sleep. And my boss is one of those, did you get a good night's sleep? Yes. Okay. Cause we need you to go hard.
Right. And that's good. You know, I like that. Yeah. I've always found it's great when you have a company that's not just concerned about you, but responsive to you, you know, that they don't just give you we're really concerned about our drivers, but we want you to run till you.
But yeah, you have to do 1200 miles a night.
Right. to a company that is actually responds to their drivers and that doesn't just say they're concerned, but they are concerned and they actually show that concern. You know, hey, make sure you get enough rest. Cause I mean, you know, there are companies out there that, you know, they just trust that you're getting enough rest and here's your next run. And, you know, like you just said, Ship, you know, you're going to run 1200 miles today and, you know, you got to get this there. It's got to get delivered. And, that kind of stuff is that's what bothers me in the industry. And it's one of those things in the industry that I guess sometimes I get frustrated with is the idea. And, you know, I've talked about this with Shipper before here on the show, you know, in the United States, you can work 14, drive 11. And I just think to myself, because then what happens is the companies take advantage of that and they say, okay, well, you can work 14 hours a day, you know, so we need you to work 14 hours today. And they want you to work 14 hours every day.
Right.
And it's like, well, what other industry is there out there? What plant, what other industry do you see that people are expected to work 14 hours a day? You know, you get a job at Amazon or anywhere else, the most they're going to do is that, well, you know, can you stay three extra hours? Can you give us a 12-hour shift?
Right.
You know,
right.
In this industry, it's like, well, the DOT says you can work 14 hours a day, so we're just going to work you 14 hours a day. And sometimes in my own head, I'm like, that's just, you know, who works that way?
Yeah, and it's not even like, you know, because you can't guarantee it with Amazon or places like that, a factory or something. It's not going to be, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a week they're asking you that. Right. You know, you guys are in the position where, I mean, you don't.
It's every day.
It could be every day. It could be, you know, 3, 4 times a week that happens. And it's like, well, at some point, how do you even get sleep?
Well,
you know,
you have no time for you.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I was asking earlier, you know, asking Harry earlier, how his wife, you know, handled the transition, because I don't know what are your hours of service up there the same as they are down here, Harry?
No, we actually are 16 hour day.
Wow.
How many can you drive?
13 hour driving.
Okay.
Wow. 13.
Wow.
And how many for the week?
There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
How many for
I've done the Iowa trip down to, one of our other factories down the States that we were delivering out of Winnipeg out of. And, there it's, you have 8 mandatory half, and then you get the rest to your day. What is it? 11?
Yeah.
11 hours down there.
11 hours driving down here.
For
yeah.
For us, it's 13, but there's a reason for that because truck stop to truck stop, you're even upwards of looking 4 or 5 hours apart.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Right. Up there, it's more widely spread out.
Sure.
That was the other, that was two of my questions I had. What was your, like, we can run 70 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
How much can you run up there?
Yeah, same, 70.
70? Okay.
Yeah.
And then my next question was, what happens if you do cross the border? You then got to go by the United States rules, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
All of those rules change. The log system that we used to have, you go into it, you go bing, go hit your US, and then it changes.
It changes everything over for you.
First 8 hours, mandatory. Yeah, changes everything.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure with the new one that we're using, because we don't normally run the States.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, in general, per se, this is... It does change when you cross the border then.
Yes.
You know, the rules change, whether the log, the ELD changes, whatever.
Right.
But everybody knows that it's now U.S. federal DOT laws instead of Canadian Department of Transportation law.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. That I think
13
that's interesting.
Hours of drive time. Wow, baby.
That's 16
a week. That's 16 a day.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Well, you think about that. By the fourth day, if you ran 15 a day, you're at 60 already.
Yeah. Gosh.
Wow.
And I have done days like that of running the clock on that 13 hours down to the last 5 minutes.
Wow. That's a lot of driving.
It's like, I'm glad tomorrow's going to be a little shorter of a day because I'm tired.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my word. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's curious thing. It's just, you know, because it's all North America, sometimes we just assume. I always did. I always just assumed that the Canadian laws were the same as ours. But I'm glad I asked because it was interesting to actually hear what they're driving. And here
there
I am.
Minor differences.
Yeah, here I am complaining about having to work 14 hours a day.
The guy up in Canada saying, man, I wish I worked a 14 hour.
Harry's going, what's it like to work part time?
I have that in by Wednesday.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
See, just when you think, you know, the shitstorm is big with you, somebody else got a bigger shitstorm.
Yes, they do. Exactly. Exactly. But no, that's interesting.
You guys work, it's your butts up here and try this.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing like
five words. Take a ride with me.
Canada's like the original ice road truckers, you know?
Yeah. Not only is it longer hours, it's on ice. So,
yes, good luck. Is.
Yeah. This is an ice cabade.
Jeez. Disney on ice.
Yes.
So have you seen any other things up there, Harry? Any other crazy things that have gone on that you have seen?
Other guys and how they get into accidents. I'm driving by going, there's no way. Physics almost doesn't explain what happened.
Mm-hmm.
To the things that I'm looking at going, that's almost impossible, but somehow these guys sometimes manage to do that.
Yes.
But then my answer to that usually is, do you think speed was a factor?
I think speed was a big factor.
Yes, it's usually the factor.
Yeah. You notice that more so like down here in a construction zone where it says 40 or 50 miles an hour. And they totally got their truck uprooted. It's torn off the fifth wheel. It's upside down. The flatbed's in two pieces. Yeah, he was doing 40.
Yes. Yes. He drove through a porthole.
Yeah. Drove right through a freaking two barriers, but yeah, he was only doing 40.
Yeah, we've actually seen that.
An extra zero.
Right.
Yeah, you got that right. It's crazy. And that's what, like, again, that's one of the things that you just don't get. Why people just have this idea that, you know, and it's not just truck drivers. It's four wheelers, and it's not just four wheelers. It's truck drivers. You know, we have this construction zone down here that we run through. Shipper and I run back and forth through it every night. You know, sometimes six times a night. You know, you're back and forth doing a turns, and you know, the speed limit's 50. And most people are doing 75, and you're just like, what is with people? And you're in cattle chutes. You know, if anything happens, nobody has anywhere to go. You are, you know, it's not like you're going, and
not only the fact that you're in cattle chutes, but the road at that area is all uneven. It's it's more up at the spots.
Well, you know, it's Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
What road was it even?
Level, flat.
That's true.
But yeah, they will speed through them. As soon as you get out of it, okay, you figure, okay, they're going to go. They slow down. Yeah. They get out of the calendar, they slow down. Yep. I don't know what they think of it. It's a Hot Wheels powerhouse or something that they shoot through. I don't know. But, man, you know, they just slow down once they get out of it. If they're doing 70 in it, you figure they've got to be doing 80 when they get out of it. No, they're doing 55.
Yep.
That makes no sense.
That is the truth, and it drives you crazy. You know, you're like, what happened?
And a lot of that up here, too.
Yeah.
That it just, like... And one of the questions, you know, me and one of our other drivers, and we talk like this all the time. And he's like, what? I'm talking to him and I go, what is in people's heads these days?
Nothing.
And he goes, mashed potatoes.
Yes. Yes.
And I agreed with him. Like he said something sane.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. Mashed potatoes. I agree with that. Totally. Yeah.
Moosh.
And I said that with a straight face. How I did that. And I thought about it later on and I'm killing myself.
Right.
Yes. It's true. You can't figure it out. You just can't because it people just don't make sense. And it's like they don't realize. And I think a lot of times people don't realize. They don't realize that you're driving something that weighs 2,500 pounds or more and the amount of damage that can do. And because they've never experienced it. But when you do experience
it, they learn afterwards.
Yes. And that, and sometimes it's too late. You know, something terrible has happened.
I mean, you know, could be a tragedy, could be a fatality out, you know, because of that. And
yes.
And can't take that back.
No.
And, you know, person could be killed and what that effect does to the driver, the, you know, the commercial vehicle.
Oh my word.
Yeah. You know, he's got to live with that the rest of his life because somebody did a wrong choice, made a wrong choice.
Yep.
And some of that you can't take back.
No.
Yeah, unfortunately that is the way that it goes. And, you know, us as drivers, long distance drivers, and doing it for, you know, the amount of time that I have, which I think is relatively short to, you know, 30 years and plus, you really see the way things used to be and you're appalled at the way things have become, you know, the way that people have very little concern for others.
Right.
Driving considerably large vehicles, and they have no concept that they can kill somebody.
That's it. That is it. And, you know, the thing that is so frustrating about that is that, you know, you see it so often that you think, you know, you sit and you watch the TV shows. You know, you can watch reality. You can YouTube it. You can YouTube car crashes, dash cam footage on your phone. You can just YouTube it. Just type in dash cam videos and you're going to see all kinds of crap. And yet people don't learn from it. People don't take the time to learn. They don't take the time to look. And they don't take the time to look to see what happens between a tractor trailer and a car when they tangle. What happens when you see these 80 car pileups in the snow? And yet you can YouTube it. And you can see what literally happens. And you can, you know, you can read what happened afterwards. What's the aftermath? You see the news reports. You see, you know, three or four people are dead. And you see 80 cars and tractor trailers all smashed together. And yet it doesn't ever slow anybody down. Because everybody walks around with the attitude of, it'll never happen to me. It's not going to be me. And it is. Yeah. Eventually, you live long enough and you drive enough, it's going to happen to you. If you're going to continue to drive that way, it's just, you know, you spend as much time on the road as we do, you're going to see stuff. You are definitely going to see stuff. I have one of the things I've always thought and I've always said to my wife is I wish they would make kids who are learning how to drive sit in a jump seat in a tractor trailer for a couple of days and see what tractor trailer drivers go through in everyday traffic on the highway through cities and watch as people cut them off, do whatever, you know, whatever they're doing, because people just don't think. You know, they wait till they're almost past the exit before they, you know, that's the exit I need. I got to get over there. And now they're just going to zip across and take that exit. Go across three lanes of traffic. Go ahead.
I call those nose divers.
Right.
Yes.
Because they're always nose diving right in front of me, almost taking my bumper off.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 I know.
And I keep honking at them.
Yes. You keep honking at him and you know all the bells and whistles are going off in your truck because you're too close to the guy,
right?
It's not by your choice.
I don't have that.
Oh,
the tattletale Sally.
Yes.
it's in the works.
Oh man,
tattletale Sally.
Yes.
There's Cherry Hill right there.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, it's amazing. It is just amazing.
But I'll tell you what, though. I mean, with some of that stuff, I'll be the first one to admit, you know, it's a pain in the ass, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, with our cameras and we got the brought in the box, you know, stop at stop sign. I mean, if I wanted, it's like I said, if I wanted to drive with a woman, I'd have my wife in the truck with me. But I could see their point. It does make you slightly more aware.
Yeah.
But it is a pain in the ass. But I mean, it's, you got to live with it. I mean, because, you know, it's coming to a truck near you.
Yes.
I mean, because these companies, they get the discount on their insurance if they have all this equipment, yep. And, you know, the onboard equipment to stop, start, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, liability is less on their plate.
Yeah, liability is a big issue. I mean, we're
getting into it. I think two of our trucks have the camera hooked up to the e-log.
Right.
Yeah.
But it does, if you're doing everything right, it does save the driver.
It does.
I mean, you know, if you're an idiot, well, it's going to catch the driver too.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what it boils down to.
Well, I mean, the thing is if you're, you know, if you're doing everything right, it's going to save the driver. If you're doing everything wrong, it's never going to save that driver.
Right.
There's nothing you can do about it. The driver has to either learn to drive.
Learn new driving techniques or learn a new profession.
Or learn a new profession. Yeah. And sadly, you know, go ahead, Harry.
Yeah, there's two guys that coming out of Golden, BC there that they really need one of those in their truck.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope, I'm backing off because this guy's just, he's insane and just no concern for anybody. And I'm like, there's a guy that needs one of those systems.
Yeah.
To teach him to drive like a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a, yeah, that's helpful.
Well, you know, the thing is when you're driving in a way that is causing other drivers, other professional drivers to look at you and back off, it maybe it's time to reevaluate, you know?
Yeah.
Do some introspective inspections on yourself and just say, hey, what's going on here? You know, let's look into
check your brakes. Check the fluid.
You know,
stop looking at the world through your asshole.
Stop looking at your phone. Turn the laptop off. Stop watching movies while you're driving. Right. You know, just put both feet on the floor.
Do you have that up there in Canada where the guys are going across watching their phones, you know.
Watching a movie or
whatever. Watching a movie, Netflix or whatever you guys got up there. Do you see that a lot? Is that the distraction?
I actually saw a guy yesterday, not in a semi, but in a car. Mm-hmm. I got my reload and I'm coming out of Vancouver. And here's a guy with he's driving with his pinkies.
Oh my God.
He's having tea.
In between both of his hands.
Wow.
And he's watching something on his phone. And he almost hit me. I hit my brakes and slowed down. And went, you go be a moron. I'll look at the aftermath.
Yeah.
And people are honking him. Oblivious. Like he was doing anything wrong.
Right. Yeah. That's when you wish the airbag would go off and that phone would be implanted in his forehead.
Right in his forehead. You don't even have to worry about holding it anymore.
That's the inner voice coming out there.
That's the
not nearsighted anymore. It's right there.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yes, man. Talk about virtual reality.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's the thing is even in cars, you see people doing all kinds of stuff. You know, you see people, you look down and you see somebody reading the paper. Somebody's, you know, putting on their music or their makeup. Somebody's, you know, looking on their phone. They're texting, and you can tell these people because they're doing exactly what you're talking about, Harry. They're swerving all over the road. They're cutting other not trying to cut people up, but they're getting close. You know, they're coming over close. You look down and they're right next to your steer tire. You know, and you're like, holy crap, dude! You toot your horn at them, and then they swerve back over, and you know. They just go on their way, just living in their little world, like somehow everything is okay. And I'm doing a good job. I didn't hit anybody. I almost came close to it, but I didn't hit him. So, you know, it's good. A car in my mind is just like a truck. If you think you've got it nailed and you think you know what to do and you think you've seen everything and you're a good driver, hand your wife your keys and walk away. Because that's the moment. Yeah. That is the time that. Because you've got all the confidence in the world in yourself and you don't think you do anything wrong. And yeah, everybody should be looking at them. Especially, I mean, it's just, in my mind, it's just, there's so many people on the road and these things are just getting heavier and bigger and tractor trailers are heavy and big. You know, to me, it's just, this is like a PSA show of watch your driving, you know, just pay attention. And don't go on the Coca-Cola Highway if you're not going to pay attention. I said it right. I just wanted to say it right once. So, anyway.
Yeah, which is where, you know, I do with my bosses, Derek, I call him the chief.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a chain up, go to bed.
Wow.
Wait till it's not chain up and then you can go because nothing, any truck on the road carries is worth a life.
Amen.
So it's chain up, it's bad weather, park it. You're done.
Yep. I like that. I really do. I'm going to move to Canada and I'm going to get a job at Winnipeg. I'm doing that.
Yeah. He goes, nothing is worth your life in this whole thing. That shit can wait for tomorrow.
Right.
When it's better.
Right.
Yes.
But on the same token there, you were saying that the truck stops are far and few in between. And I've known from watching those shows that if the chain up rule goes into effect, and a lot of people, you know, those truck stops are they're literally filled up and they're parked out the wazoo everywhere they can get 28 feet in. They figure they can get 53, you know,
right.
and it's, you know, it's a real hassle.
A number of times.
Yeah. It's a real hassle. And you talk, snowstorms coming through. You talk about people just sitting at the fuel pump. They got nowhere else to park.
Right. Right.
You know, who's driving on the road at that time? You know, they're just trying to find a place to pull over, you know, and that's.
Yeah. There was, it was last winter. There was 7 from my company. We're not a big company. We got about 25, 30 trucks on the road right now. There was 7 of us, at the Balgony Flying J, and it's not a big one. And literally, there are guys parked across you.
Right.
I managed to get a spot. Most of our guys managed to actually get a spot, but it's a bad snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, it's sardine time. And when it is finally good to go, if the first guy in the driveway ain't moving,
nobody's
going anywhere. Exactly.
And usually that first guy that's there was the last guy to show.
Yep. So he's going to finish his nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he still has to go through his sleep cycle.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. It's not easy.
Wake up and go. I can't.
Exactly. I'd like to. If you can beam me out of here, Scotty.
Look, we'll I want to leave. You can have my parking spot.
Yes.
You got to move.
Yeah, that's some of the things that you put up with in the industry. It's just another one of those things that you deal with. It's the frustration that we have. But, I think what you find is that most guys who do this for any length of time, most people, I don't want to say guys, but most people who do this for any length of time, find that they actually enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You just do. It's one of those things that when you first start doing it, it's intimidating to a point where you're really nervous about it. And then you just kind of enjoy you learn to enjoy the job.
Harry, do you see a lot of women getting into the profession up there as far as driving truck?
More so.
Yeah, good.
More and more. Yep. Yeah. It's starting to trend that way. There's a lot of trucking in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my natural father was a trucker with the handle of Red Rooster. So I guess I'm Little Rooster. And we've got a lot of trucking in our family. My cousin is a dispatcher with her class ones with a very large company. Her husband is about 7 foot tall, dude.
That's Sasquatch up there.
He's the vice president of another trucking company.
Wow.
With his class ones.
That's awesome. So he can drive.
That's what they're going to do.
Wow. That's awesome. Good for them.
They're going to jump in a truck together and take off. Yeah, we're going to do this. We don't feel like working anymore. Okay. Take 6 months off.
And amen. They both
love it. My cousin, apparently she's a really good truck driver.
That's awesome.
And she's been doing it for years.
Good.
That is fantastic. Well, if they ever would like to come on Hammer Lane Legends, pass them on, tell them to get a hold of the show. We'd love to talk with them. Any one of them, I think that's really cool. We don't hear enough from women on the show.
Yeah,
we've had a couple.
We've had a few, two or three, I think.
But, yeah, but it's just
I talked to a couple of them and they're like, I don't know what to say.
Right.
So
it's just a conversation. You try and get that through to people. But yeah, I mean, if they would ever love to come, if they'd ever like to come on the show, we'd love to have them. Just pass that on to them. I don't know if they listen or not, but we'd love to talk with them.
Well, they'll listen at least one show, at least the show that Harry's on.
So 100%.
And it's a bit weird the way that I came across you guys.
Yeah.
See?
I'm into paranormal stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I went, hey, wait a minute. On my phone, I listen to Spotify quite a bit. Uh-huh. Music, comedians. I went, I'm into paranormal stuff. I got to see if there's something that pops up.
Right.
Well, this other show popped up.
Uh-huh.
And Tony happened to call in and blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. And Dad's doing, the Hammer Lane Legend stuff. And da, da, da. I'm like, oh, I got to check that out.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. I'm glad.
And so I did. And then, yeah, you buggers, you hooked me.
Jeez, way to go, guys.
Fantastic. That's awesome. That is, no, it's really cool. It you know, it's neat to hear from people, you know, all around. It's just, it's fun to talk with people, but you know, to get that experience from an international experience, you know, with somebody, you know, talking with somebody from Canada. I mean, it's just, to me, it's really interesting. And, you know, to hear the differences in the trucking world, you know, from up there to down here, even, like I said, even though in the United States, we think, oh, well, it's North America, you know, we're all in it. We're not, it's not all the same. So thank you for listening. I appreciate that. I know we all do. All of us here on Hammer Lane appreciate that.
For sure.
You know, it's just cool. Cool. I'm glad you found us. What are you looking at, Chip?
No, just staring into space.
Jack and Shipper, and I think it was all three of you. There was a show that had me almost crying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we get to touch you so.
Shipper was trying to figure out his phone.
Yelling at him. That's every day. I get the order. Turn phone off now.
Yes. That was the most hilarious show. I just sitting in my driver's seat 2 miles away, going, that's kind of like a discussion between me and my wife when my phone starts making me mad. I don't know how to fix this stupid thing. Help me.
Yes.
Well, that show, it did get tossed across the room, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's freaking hilarious.
Well, I'm glad we could make the kilometers go by then up there in Canada. At least somebody happy. Yep. Kept them awake for a little bit.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
That's freaking fantastic.
We started in Alberta. I'm in Saskatchewan now.
Oh, that's great.
See that? Time flies when you're having fun.
It does, doesn't it? Right.
Exactly.
And you know what I found is it flies even when you're not. You know, it's like, I don't know, this is not right.
Never ending cycle.
Yes, It is a never ending cycle.
It happens. But
yeah, it does. Harry, this has been an awesome conversation. We have really enjoyed ourselves, and we thank you so much for getting a hold of us. We have just enjoyed having an opportunity to sit and talk with you and help the kilometers fly by. And I almost said miles, but you know, we're sitting still, so
miles here.
And nope. But we really appreciate you getting a hold of us.
I'm not fast enough to make the math thing work between the miles and the clicks. It just, which I've never understood why we did that up here. Because it used to be in miles up here, too. That made sense.
Well, right. Somebody decided to come up with the metric system, so we'll just let it at that.
Yeah. I think the metric system is more exact. If I'm not mistaken, that's why they use
to the Common Core math thing again.
Most of the world actually uses the metric system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, we're kind of like the odd man out here in the United States. We're like, we're not smart enough to make the changeover.
No,
we can't make that calculation.
We can't move
either,
the decimal
Harry.
Point. That's what it boils down to. I'll be the first one to tell you, we can't move it.
We're the same way down here, Harry.
We can't get roads fixed
changeover.
Down here. Come on now.
Yeah, most of Pennsylvania roads is like a moon landing here.
Yes.
Crater after crater.
Yeah, we pray for snow. That way the snowplow levels them off.
Oh, we got highways like that too.
Yeah.
Like, thank goodness there's ice and snow because this highway was torture to go over. Now it's nice and smooth.
Yeah. Right. And then summer comes.
Yes.
Spring warms it up and melts it off, and it's back to, you know,
mud season.
Pothole Pete needs to get involved.
They pretend to patch it up, and it's gone by the next week.
Yeah, that's right. Right, Chip? Pothole Pete.
Yeah.
We're going there. We're going there right now.
You're trying to poke the bear right here.
Don't poke the bear on this one.
A moose is crossing in front of me, dude.
You gotta hit the gas.
I got to find out how big it is.
Oh, man.
But Harry, this was fun. Thank you so much for coming on and just spending some time with us. We really did enjoy it. It really was great to talk with you.
And I really do appreciate you actually stumbling across the show and finding
us.
I'm sending it out slowly but surely.
Good deal.
Amen, brother. Nice.
At least we have a worker. We have a worker in Canada.
International work.
That's right. It. That is right. We've added to our international database. It's not just Guatemala. We have now gone north of the border.
Right.
So that's fantastic. Oh, no, it's really cool. Thank you, Harry. And, you know, from us down here at Hammer Lane, we do hope you have a great holiday season, great Christmas and all of that, and New Year's. It's coming up. It's hard to believe it's a month away. I mean, literally today is November 25th. So we are literally a month. And Michelle and I have not started Christmas shopping at all.
It's all right.
She works at Amazon.
It's like most of the world. Nobody shops until the last week.
Yep.
That's when Amazon's the business.
I'm married. My shopping is already done.
Oh, I heard that. Well, that's what I'm worried about is Michelle hasn't started yet. Right. I'm like, I said it to her this week. I was like, you know, you haven't started shopping. I said, you know, I don't really care about the kids, you know, our adult children, but we have two grandkids and it's like, you know, and they don't live in our state, so we got to send it to them. So I was like, you might want to get on it.
Yeah, you drop ship stuff. It shows up.
And just have them wrap it.
That's it.
My wife said, we're getting the grandbabies this. Okay, sounds good.
That's what I do. I'm with you. That's it. It's like, okay, sounds good to me. Because usually like our adult kids, it's like, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And then they look at me like, well,
get us socks.
Are we getting money this year, Dad? And no, probably not. I paid for a wedding this year. That was
That was
everybody's Christmas present. You got to eat at the reception. So
I thought my gift this year was a pair of gloves. It's coming early.
Yeah. And my gift this year is what? A new computer?
from your wallet.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Well, if you like the show like Harry and want to share it with your friends, go ahead and do so, right?
Share the show.
How do you do that?
Talk to somebody. Whoa! Say, hey, I've been listening to this show. You ought to listen to this
Click
show,
share.
Too. Yeah, hit share.
Hit share.
Actually, go on your Facebook, go on your Instagram or your Twitter or whatever other social media platforms there are out there and share the show that way, too.
Yep. Either way works for us.
It
just
does.
Share
just
the show.
Share the show.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
You know, the more we share the show, again, the more people hear the show, the more drivers hopefully will hear the show. Share it with
the more stories you can hear too, and that
that's
we can
right.
hear.
Because then they'll send us emails and we'll bring them on the show and have a conversation.
Heck yeah,
like we did with Harry. You know,
yeah, and Harry was awesome. It was short. It was such a short notice. Harry, thank you so much, by the way, for that, because we had a cancellation in the schedule, and I reached out to him within about an hour and a half of being able to come on, and he was like, "Oh yeah, man, absolutely,
that's awesome."
It was awesome.
Prompt response,
yeah,
definitely. Thank you.
I'm rolling, but get her done, man.
Amen, brother. You got that right.
Oh man, that's right.
All right, well, you know, share the show, and Shipper, what do we say week in and week out?
Keep the hammer down in the hammer lane.
Adios.
Take good night. Take care.
Sign a call a meeting of the North Pole. Elf said, listen here, this year we need a little help. There've been so many good little girls and boys. The sleigh won't hold all those toys. So heat up your hot chocolate thermos mugs. There's a Christmas toy convoy revving up. Sign, I got a semi flying down the road. Southbound North Pole. Star on the hood, he's checking off his list, so you better be good. He's got a speaker on the top playing jingle bells, red snow flaps on them 18 wheels. Tell me, have you ever seen stealing chrome fly? Beep, beep, bye-bye, Santa got a semi. Santa called up the state patrol, said if you see him coming, boys, let him roll. We got a long night ahead and a big job to do, the set. 10-4, Santa, you can roll on through. But be real careful, don't forget to buckle up, cause there's a whole lot of love in them big old trucks. Santa got a semi flying down the road, southbound North Pole overload. Got a wreath on the grill, a star on the hood. He's checking off his list, so you better be good. He's got a speaker on the top playing jingle bells, red snow flaps on them 18 wheels. Tell me, have you ever seen stealing chrome fly? Beep, beep, bye-bye, Santa got a semi. We'll be right back.
You see a big truck with a star on the hood, you better think twice, yeah, you better be good, cause and I got a semi flying down the road, southbound, North Pole overload, got a wreath on the grill, star on the hood, he's checking off his list, so you better be good, he's got a speaker on the top playing jingle bells, red snow flaps on the 18 wheels, tell me, have you ever seen stealing comb fly? Beep, beep, bye-bye. Santa got a semi. Beep, beep.
Bye-bye.
Santa got a semi.